Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
So, are you an Apple user or an Android user? Regardless, have you noticed what I've figured out? As soon as you update your device, you're made aware of the latest and greatest. New features, better camera, faster processing, greater connectivity. Technology is a fast-paced industry. Frankly, it affects pretty much everything in our lives. Things would be really different if all our technology suddenly stopped working. For example, with an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, or a geomagnetic storm. Thankfully, that's not the norm. Regardless, life is so much more than technology. In fact, I suggest the latest and greatest you can experience in life is found in God. Let's explore. People have an unquenchable thirst for more. They want the latest and greatest. What was amazing decades ago is old news now. And what was shocking and unacceptable years ago is tolerated as the new norm now. Sometimes a new norm is established just because people don't speak up about what is acceptable or what is unacceptable. That doesn't seem right. Interestingly, folks tend to go after the latest and greatest without always considering if it is the best option. How is it that people keep pursuing this unquenchable thirst for things, experiences, entertainment, and become numb to things that do deserve attention? Well, in order to explore this some more, we need to talk about insatiable desires. Come to think of it, continual pursuit of the latest and greatest is a kind of lustful hunger, always a thirst for more. Perhaps filling this void with the latest and greatest the world offers is why people don't hunger and thirst after God so much. However, Scripture says God should be first priority. He's what you need most. Plus, God is the best thing for you. You know, if you go to our website and click on the search bar, put in the words first, most, best, and you'll pull up a link to all kinds of articles about how God is your first, most, and best. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is dependable, loving, kind, powerful, and very good. However, there's a subtle message in Jesus's sameness, the fact that he's the same all the time. Simply put, since he doesn't continually change in a world that hungers and thirsts for the latest and greatest, he becomes yesterday's news, an old thrill, a forgettable past. Realistically, this is totally not true. Actually, his sameness is the very guarantee of hope. At the same time, Jesus is continually fresh, new, fulfilling, and healing. Remarkably, Scripture also announces when you trust and obey the Lord with all your heart, when you love Him more than anything else, something changes inside you. Your life begins a transformation. Astonishingly, you begin to see a forever latest and greatest each day, often in little ways. Yet it's much different than the latest and greatest the world offers. Because Jesus never changes, and because he is fresh, new, fulfilling, and healing, he rarely does something the same. He's creative. As he interacts in your life, he opens new possibilities. Then he transforms you. So go after the latest and greatest in Jesus. Let's ponder something here. A person who hungers and thirsts for the latest and greatest in Christ would be three things. First of all, satisfied, if they filled up with more of God. They would also be content if they pursue what is good and right based on God's word. And then third, they would be personally blessed if they develop excellent character and admirable conduct. These three focuses fill the great void of the human soul because they are all found in Christ. Yes, God gives you the latest and greatest, and it's hard for people to accept that He is the only source that does that. He provides the latest and greatest that the human heart longs for. This happens through who He is and what He does. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to explore a scripture, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. What an amazing passage! We actually explored the first verse, 2 Peter 1, verse 3, in a recent article, and that's we're adding verse 4 to that today. It's just incredible. There are 10 points that we're going to explore that have practical application from those verses, and they are practically applied in your life every single day. Number 1, do you ever lack what's needed to live a healthy life? 2, God claims His power gives you everything you need. 3, He says His provisions come as you get to know Him increasingly. 4, God calls you into special purpose in life. And number 5, interestingly, He wants to share His own glory, who He is, and goodness, what He does, with you. Number 6, additionally, God, through His glory and goodness, gives you promises to fortify your life. Number 7, interestingly, God attaches certain adjectives to His promises when He describes them. He calls them very great and precious. As you see His promises the same way, His word becomes an alive and active life. Number 8, remarkably, claiming these very great and precious promises puts you on the path to know God. Number 9, unbelievably, God wants you to participate in His divine nature. How stunning. Literally, to participate in His essence. And number 10, equally, it's through His very great and precious promises you escape sin and the world's corruption. In other words, this progression is how you become who God designed. You connect with your original purpose by pursuing who God is and what He does. God is amazing, and it's absolutely true. He never fails. Loving kindness pours out from Him. His mercies are new every morning. Always, He's the friend you can count on. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's the latest and greatest you can ever pursue. But He is also full of mystery and unknowns. So So creative and ingenious is God that the universe is his canvas, and his imagination is his palette. God loves you unconditionally. He has no limits, boundaries, or weaknesses. His heart is totally, always for you. And so much more. That paints a picture of an awesome and amazing God. But there's more. Out of absolutely nothing, God created everything. When is the last time you met someone who can do that? David Copperfield? Nope. Harry Houdini? Not a chance. People in today's world need to see God more accurately. Perhaps rather than endless pursuits of the world's latest and greatest, they'd find their needs fully met in God. What a surprise to find one's heart full of purpose and joy, content, peaceful, blessings in the presence of troubles and problems. Interestingly, God actually makes sense, though you can't understand him. In many ways, God seems like an oxymoron. Yet, he alone satisfies the hunger and thirst of the human soul. Well, so how do you actually connect with the latest and greatest? Relationship with God is the most fulfilling, meaningful way to live. Nothing is more desirable once you've begun to know him. He quenches deep thirst and fills hunger of your soul. Scripture encourages you to seek his face. Again, amazing. The greatest being ever wants a close, intimate relationship with you, face to face, eyeball to eyeball. You can look at God by faith and see Father. Plus, he gives his very own Spirit to live in your heart, God inside you, when you trust Jesus for eternal life and forgiveness of sins. To live for Christ requires something on your part, and we're going to talk about 7 key points of what it's like to live for Christ and in Christ. So, 1, first of all, Jesus Christ brings a freshness to life. And 2, if you start with Jesus in quiet moments, to find something new, perhaps before a day takes off at neck-breaking speed. And then, 3, finish your day in the fulfilling comfort of a love that will never end. When you trust your broken heart to Jesus for healing. Then, 5, open your heart to God's creativity as you solve problems and face troubles. And then 6, as you tap into possibilities that God opens in situations that seem impossible. And then 7, you are transformed into the person that God created. That is amazing. Those 7 key points are things that you can do. You can acknowledge Jesus brings freshness to life. You can start your day with Jesus. You can end your day in the comfort of his love. You can know that he will heal your broken heart. He has creative solutions that you can adopt in your problems and troubles. There are possibilities that he opens up when it seems impossible. And through all those things, you can be transformed into the person God designed. Here are some application thoughts and questions for today's content. 1, do you find yourself pursuing the latest and greatest in the world? 2, are you satisfied with God? Have you welcomed him to fill the hunger and thirst in your life, in loss, loneliness, disappointment, in your hopes and dreams, for health, in your relationships? 3, have you opened your heart to the 7 key points that become blessings in your life? Here they are again. 1, freshness. 2, newness. 3, fulfillment. 4, healing. 5, creativity. 6, possibilities. And 7, transformation. Those things are intended for you. Okay, the 4th question. Have you opened your life to God's glory and goodness? 5, why not pursue deeper relationship with God? Discover the latest and greatest in Him. 6, during days of suffering and hardship, turn to Jesus for very great and precious promises. And remember, those are the words He chose to describe His promises, very great and precious. 7, finally, do you participate in God's very own essence, His divine nature, with all your heart? And of course, that is done by faith. I have a special announcement. Christmas is right around the corner, and we are offering a free course, Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. You can jump in at any time that's convenient for you to do these things. You can get tips and ideas to navigate busy Christmas days. You can get step-by-step strategies to create a rich atmosphere of excitement and fun. Also, you can get practical ideas to sidestep stress while connecting with special people and traditions. And you can gain help to connect with Emmanuel and enjoy a peaceful yet meaningful Christmas. Also, if you experience sadness, depression, or grieving, there's a session to help you find fresh hope and a bit more joy. So sign up today for this free resource, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Here's that web address again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. It's open now. I wanted to say one more thing about Giving Tuesday, which is coming up. If our articles are helpful to you, please consider making a donation to help us cover the marketing costs that make inspirational resources available. Simply go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. Thank you for partnering with Alive and Active Life. Now, I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Or you can use our online player at the top of each article. And visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.